It's going well. You never know until you get there on game day, but I'm excited how we've been improving. I don't think you ever stay the same. Hopefully we'll do a good job on Monday, and hopefully we'll continue to be better than that throughout the year.
What is the key to Mike Thurston winning the center job for the coaches?
It's just about trying to get our best five guys out there. You know, we thought when we got Persons, we knew we could play any of the three inside positions. We had a feeling his best position could be center. And with getting Andy here and everything, we felt it made sense to move him there.
And how's Andy? I mean, he's a veteran, 96 starts and all. How have you all been able to get him up to speed?
I've been real excited with Andy so far. You know, I've always been a fan of Andy on film. You know, I never got to meet him until a couple days ago, but you know, I've always been a fan of him as a player. And since he's gotten here, I've been really impressed with how intelligent he is. He picks things up fast. He's sharp. He's aware. He understands what we're asking. Now it's about getting reps and going out and doing it.
Can you talk about how comfortable or confident you are in the backs and the tight ends helping out with protection?
You never know until the game because you get a bunch of different looks. But, you know, our guys have been working at it a ton. We give them more reps than you could actually imagine. We have them looking at everything possible. So, you know, us as coaches, we chase a lot of ghosts, but we try to prepare them for everything. And those guys have all been locked in doing it. We got some young guys, so they haven't seen it all before. But going back to OTAs to now, they've all come a long way.
What about just in general, you're familiar with the Eagles and what they do, you know, scheme-wise and stuff like that. What do you see from them? What do you see as their danger points or whatever?
They're a tough team to go against because they're very talented, and I think I also got a lot of respect for their scheme. Billy does a lot of things with their fronts and coverages, stuff he's done throughout the years. You know, you never know what you're going to get on that game day either because he can change it up quick. And then their personnel is tough, so you got to be on your stuff. They're going to challenge your rules and protections in the run game, and even when they're not, you got to be pretty good just to beat the man in front of you.
Coach, how do you prepare for them juggling in the secondary still there, not knowing exactly what the matchups might be?
Not much. You wait till you see, until you get out there and wait to adjust. We got ideas we've gone through and situations, you know, the scenarios that we think will come up. But it's like this always the first game of the year. No matter what you've seen on tape, it doesn't matter. It's the first game of the year, and they're going to find out a lot about us, and we're going to find out a lot about them probably in that first quarter of play, and we'll see where we go from then.
Are you anticipating that they'll match Byron Maxwell with Julio Jones?
I really don't know. You know, to me, it doesn't really matter. They got a lot of corners. You know, they can move guys around. They have ways to help out their corners. So even when they're not, they can double them with safeties. So, you know, you'd always hope Julio can be in some one-on-one situations. But regardless of who's on him, you always expect him to have some help.
What did you see when you were breaking down film of Julio last year compared to 2013 without Tony Gonzalez? He was taking on, I would think, a lot more double teams and getting chipped a good bit more. Was that the case? And if so, did you see him really maturing as a guy?
I couldn't answer that totally for sure. I haven't spent a ton of time studying that difference, but I could definitely guess pretty well that when you got a guy like Tony out there, it's hard to always double Julio. So I could imagine that Julio got less of it. But, you know, my goal is that you want Julio to get double coverage. You want him to get double coverage so he gets a lot of guys other very good matchups. And when that happens, we got to count on people to come through, whether it's Roddy, whether it's Hank, Devin, you know, whether it's Tammy, whether it's Free, and someone out of the backfield. But when people get doubled, it's usually a pretty good thing because it's tough to blitz and it's tough to cover the other guys. And when those other guys make them pay, then you open Julio back up.
Can you talk about what you've seen and have dissected from the preseason on your red zone offense and some of the things that you like? And I know you don't want to give away strategy or anything like that. What were some of the things that you liked about it in the preseason?
About ours?
Yeah.
Preseason, I'm really, to tell you the truth, I'm just glad the preseason's over. You know, it's very tough on coaches in the preseason because you want to look good, and which means you got to run some good plays and stuff, but you also don't want to show anything either. So there's a very fine line that I don't put too much stock into the preseason. It's more about our practices and everything and the things we've been doing in practice and how we've executed them. And I've been happy with our guys. You know, we mixed a bunch of guys in there, and I think we've gotten better each week and feel we're a lot farther now than we were when we got here in OTAs. And I really hope we're a lot farther at the end of the year than we are right now.
Who's your short yardage back?
I don't know that yet. You know, it could be any of them. I feel all of them could do it. So, you know, it's about getting yard, and I'm confident all three of our guys are getting yard.
Are you concerned a little bit with the new front and Fletcher Cox?
Yeah, no, I mean, They do the same fronts that they've done, which is almost every front possible. So they present a lot of problems with their fronts, and Fletcher's as good of an interior player as there is. So I've played against him a couple times, and he's a load. So no matter who's going against him, it's going to be a tough job, and we got to count for him all the time, and he's going to make some plays, but we got to make sure that we make some also.